This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm here to help you start your day right. We're going to take some time with God now and just listen to Him. Would you just take a moment and in your own heart pray and say, Lord, what do you have to say to me? I want to grow in my spiritual life. I want to learn how to have victory in the areas that I struggle with, not just so that I can have the victory, but so that I can be pleasing to you, so that our relationship can grow stronger, so that you can use me in other people's lives. I'm listening. Well, we're talking about our enemy this week. We're talking about Satan, the devil, his plans, and his desire to tempt us and draw us away from God. He's opposed to God, and because of that, he's opposed to you in your spiritual life. He's like a roaring lion. You shouldn't take him lightly. He's there. He wants to deceive you. He wants to cause you not to trust God and his word. The way you can be sure that you're ready to respond to that is to hide God's word in your heart. Study it. Memorize it. Think about it. Talk about it to the people that you know. Get it so that you think in a biblical way about life. Then you won't be deceived by the enemy. And remember that he is limited in his power, that God's love is guarding and guiding your life, and that as you walk with God and choose God's way of life, then God is protecting and guarding you. And Satan is already defeated. Christ has been seated far above all rule and authority. And the Bible says we have been seated with him at the right hand of God. And so we have the authority to confront Satan and any demonic force in the name of Jesus with authority. And when they come against you with temptation, as so often Satan does, just hold this promise in your heart from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. It says in verse 11, having just been speaking about some of the mistakes the people of Israel made in the Old Testament in their relationship with God, it says, now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Don't ever get complacent about your spiritual life. Satan is waiting for you to relax your guard. Then he goes on to say, no temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, that you may be able to endure it. God will not allow Satan to tempt you in a way that you cannot resist. He will always arm you and enable you to resist any temptation you face. Don't think, I'm the only one who faces temptation like this. I'm the only one who feels it so strongly. No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God has designed life so that there is always a way of escape. Sometimes that way of escape is something that happens very early on in the temptation. Learn to take the first way. Maybe the way of escape is to turn off the TV if a show that is sensual is coming on. Maybe it's to get out of a relationship that's tempting you to be unfaithful in your marriage. Maybe it is to stop listening to someone who's encouraging you to cheat on your taxes. I don't know. Take the first way of escape, and then you will not be struggling further down the track with resisting temptation. Learn to turn to God immediately. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.